This is VOA News via remote. The world is reacting to three more killings of French citizens by knife attack. One, an elderly woman who was nearly beheaded, according to French authorities. France's national security alert system has been raised to its highest level. The mayor of the French city of Nice said on Twitter that the killings happened in or near the city's Notre Dame church and that police had detained the attacker. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson offered support to the French people, as did German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Turkey strongly condemned the savage knife attacks as well. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan was among those calling for a boycott of French goods as anger grew over French President Emmanuel Macron's support of free speech in the past weeks, even if the Prophet Muhammad was the topic. The mayor of Nice said the methods used in the most recent killings matched those used against the teacher Samuel Paty, who was beheaded earlier this month in a Paris suburb after showing students cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in a class discussion on freedom of speech. French officials and many ordinary citizens have since spoken out against the killings and for free speech, prompting anger in parts of the Muslim world, with some governments accusing President Macron of pursuing an anti-Islam agenda. Tanzania's main opposition presidential candidate says he does not accept the results of Wednesday's election because of voting irregularities. Tundu Lissu told journalist in Dar es Salaam that whatever happened yesterday was not an election. The Electoral Commission says, however, that the accusations about irregularities were unfounded. Mr. Lissu was one of 14 candidates challenging Tanzania's incumbent president, John Magufuli, whose party has governed for decades. Mr. Magufuli is admired by many for his no-nonsense approach.